Letters to Sanitarium Workers in Southern California. Another View. In the night season, I was given a view of a sanitarium in the country. The institution was not large, but it was complete. It was surrounded by beautiful trees and shrubbery, beyond which were orchards and groves. Connected with the place were gardens, in which the lady patients, when they chose, could cultivate flowers of every description, each patient selecting a special plot for which to care. Outdoor exercise in these gardens was prescribed as a part of the regular treatment. Scene after scene passed before me. In one scene, a number of suffering patients had just come to one of our country sanitariums. In another scene, I saw the same company, but, oh, how transformed their appearance. Disease had gone, the skin was clear, the countenance joyful. Body and mind seemed to be animated with new life. I was also instructed that as those who have been sick are restored to health in our country sanitariums and returned to their homes, they will be living object lessons, and many others will be favorably impressed by the transformation that has taken place in them. Many of the sick and suffering will turn from the cities to the country, refusing to conform to the habits, customs, and fashions of city life. They will seek to regain health in some one of our country sanitariums. Thus, though we are removed from the cities 20 or 30 miles, we shall be able to reach the people, and those who desire health will have opportunity to regain it under conditions most favorable. God will work wonders for us if we will in faith cooperate with Him. Let us then pursue a sensible course, that our efforts may be blessed of heaven and crowned with success. Sanitarium, California, April 26, 1905. Dear Brother, to a member of the Southern California Conference, I have always looked with great interest upon the work in Los Angeles and in San Diego, hoping that right moves would be made, and that the sanitarium work might be established in these important places. Every year, large numbers of tourists visit these places, and I have longed to see men moved by the Holy Spirit meeting these people with the message borne by John the Baptist, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, went out to hear John the Baptist, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Just such a work as this can be done today in Southern California. The Lord has ordained that memorials for him shall be established in many places. He has presented before me buildings away from the cities, and suitable for our work, which can be purchased at a low price. We must take advantage of the favorable openings for sanitarium work in Southern California, where the climate is so favorable for this work. It is the Lord's purpose that sanitariums shall be established in Southern California, and that from these institutions shall go forth the light of truth for this time. By them the claims of the true Sabbath are to be presented, and the third angel's message proclaimed. Institutions in which medical missionary work can be done are to be regarded as especially essential to the advancement of the Lord's work. The sick and suffering are to be relieved, and then, as opportunity offers, they are to be given instruction in regard to the truth for this time. Thus we can bring present truth before a class of people who could be reached in no other way. There is a special work to be done at this time, a work of great importance. Light has been given me that a sanitarium should be established near Los Angeles, in some rural district. For years, the need of such an institution has been kept before our people in Southern California. Had the brethren there heeded the warnings given by the Lord to guard them from making mistakes, they would not now be tied up as they are. But they have not followed the instruction given. They have not gone forward in faith to establish a sanitarium near Los Angeles. The buildings secured for this work should be out of the city, in the country, so that the sick may have the benefit of outdoor life. By the beauty of flower and field, their minds will be diverted from themselves, from their aches and pains, and they will be led to look from nature to the God of nature, who has provided so abundantly the beauties of the natural world. The convalescent can lie in the shade of the trees, and those who are stronger can, if they wish, work among the flowers, doing just a little at first, and increasing their efforts as they grow stronger. Working in the garden, gathering flowers and fruit, listening to the birds praising God, the patients will be wonderfully blessed. Angels of God will draw near to them. They will forget their sorrows. Melancholy and depression will leave them. The fresh air and sunshine and the exercise taken will bring them life and vitality. The wearied brain and nerves will find relief. Good treatment and a wholesome diet will build them up and strengthen them. They will feel no need for health-destroying drugs or for intoxicating drink. It is the purpose of God that a sanitarium shall be established at some suitable place near Los Angeles. This institution is to be managed carefully and faithfully by men who have clear spiritual discernment and who have also financial ability, men who can carry the work forward successfully as faithful stewards. Tacoma Park, Washington, D.C., April 27, 1904. Elders Santee and Owen. There is a special work to be done just now. A sanitarium should be established near Los Angeles. My brethren, will you not remember that it is the expressed will of God that this shall be done? Why this work should be delayed from year to year is a great mystery. This is a matter that has long been kept before you, my brethren. Again and again, sanitarium work has been pointed out as an important means of reaching the people with the truth. Had the light given by God been followed, this institution might now be in running order, exerting a strong influence for good. Arrangements could have been made to utilize for sanitarium work buildings already erected. In order for successful work to be done in the field or in our institutions, workers with harmonious elements of character are needed. The work can be carried forward only by patience and harmony of action. It has been a lack of harmony, a lack of determination on the part of the workers to lift with one purpose in view, that has delayed the establishment of a sanitarium in Southern California. There has been so much variance that means which should have been invested in a sanitarium has been turned into other channels. The idea that a sanitarium should not be established unless it could be started free from debt has put the brake upon the wheels of progress. In building meeting houses, I have had to borrow money in order that something might be done at once. I have been obliged to do this in order to fulfill the directions of God. For the past 20 years, I have been borrowing money and paying interest on it to establish schools and sanitariums and to build meeting houses. The institutions thus established and the churches built have been the means of winning many to the truth. Thus, the tithe has been increased and workers have been added to the Lord's forces. Will my brethren consider this and work in accordance with the light God has given us? Let that which should be done without delay. Do your best to remedy the neglect of the past. The word has come once more that a sanitarium is to be set in working order near Los Angeles. If this sanitarium is conducted in harmony with the will of God, it will be a means of great blessing, a means in the Lord's hands of leading souls to the truth. From the light given me when I was in Australia and renewed since I came to America, I know that our work in Southern California must advance more rapidly. The people flocking to that place in search of health must hear the last message of mercy. For years, the work in Southern California has needed help, and we now call upon our brethren and sisters who have means to spare to put it into circulation, that we may secure the places so well suited for our work. God has not been pleased with the way in which this field has been neglected. From many places in Southern California, the light is to shine forth to the multitudes. Present truth is to be as a city set on an hill, which cannot be hid.